Okay, you've been a person who has made a statement, and then when somebody asks you, where'd you get that information? And you say, well, I got it from the internet. And they go, well, how do you know that's true? Well, how do we know something from the internet is true? Today we're going to pray for readers that are, or internet surfers, including ourselves, when we are seeking information at websites on how to filter it for validity, reliability, accuracy, authority, and for their purpose in giving that information. So we're gonna lift that up today in prayer. Just a little FYI, where do you get information about places, things, or history? Did you know that there were 22 million people that seek Wikipedia daily, even though it is not the most reliable source? So, how do we know if a source that we seek is valid? Well, many researchers have come up with this acronym that a librarian helped create called CRAAP. Yes, you heard it, the crap test. So, the first thing that we should pray for is that we look for information that is current. So, Father, we pray that as we are seeking information, as readers, as internet surfers look for information out there, that they would look to see how recent this information was uploaded, written, posted, reported, investigated, however it was found. We pray, Father, that they would look for the currency of it. How current is it? We also pray, God, for it to be relevant to their inquiry, that they look to see is it really answering their question or is it causing them to be distracted with ads and other information that has nothing to do with what they are seeking. We also pray, Father, for the information to be accurate, based on facts cited by reputable sources, reviewed by subject experts. We thank you in your word that says in Romans 12:2 to not be conformed to this world, but to be transformed by the renewal of our mind, that by testing you may discern what is the will of God, what is good and acceptable and perfect. We pray that people will discern what is good and acceptable and perfect to God, to test what they are reading with this crap test and method. And also by the discerning of the Holy Spirit, so that the information that they're giving them is not causing them to be conformed to this world, but to be transformed to be more like Christ. We ask God that they would also look for information that has authority behind it, that the person writing it, reporting it, investigating it, however, is a person who's either had a first account witness of it, has the experience, credentials, or knowledge about the subject. And that they're not just some fly-by-night person just because. We also pray that people will look at the purpose behind it. And so, Lord, we thank you for John 16, 13. When the Spirit of truth comes, he will guide you into all the truth. For he will not speak on his own authority, but whatever he hears, he will speak and he will declare to you the things that are to come. We ask you, Father, that we would lean on the Holy Spirit for truth, those that are believers and those that are not. We pray, God, that they would learn to see the difference between fact and fiction in the information that is being provided at these information places, websites. We also thank you, Father, that you are greater than all of this. And so we pray along with David in Psalm 25:5 that says, lead us into your truth and teach us, for you are the God of our salvation. For you we wait all the day long. And we ask God that people will look at the information that they're seeking, look at the people behind it. What's the motive behind their message? Is it to persuade, entertain, inform, or make money? Or is it to sell? What is the goal here? We pray, God, that people will do that. There are 2 billion websites, and we lift them all up to you, Father God. Almost 2 billion on the internet. 200 million are active. 1.7 billion-ish are inactive. We pray that the billion websites those that need to be reformed, transformed, that are propagandizing or doing things that are just completely against what you want, causing us to have too much information. We pray that several of these sites will be deleted by the choices of the authors, and that they would be, we pray that we, the people that are your believers, that they would censor what they are reading and reflect on all of the pieces of the information that they're collecting and make sure it's accurate by a consensus of others, with the credentials, experience, and the knowledge of the people, that it's based on facts, not opinions or biases. And we thank you, Lord, that you will answer our prayer, that you will lead us into your truth by your Holy Spirit, because you are the God of our salvation. And we thank you. We pray that you would save the internet and transform it in Jesus' name.